All right. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in to KSTP. We have on the phone right now Mr. Jeff Wadley. He is the regional manager for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game for our area, and also being the region for the areas surrounding, including Chinook and South Unimak, and I believe Kodiak too. And Jeff, he is going to be discussing with us the decision that came out yesterday from the Department of Fish and Game to pull an early restriction. I'm trying to think of the right way to word this, but to cancel 48 hours of the next two openers for SetNet, Gillnet, and also Seine Fishery. So, Jeff, thank you so much for coming on the air. I know it's been a very busy day for you.
Yep, no problem, Austin.
So, lots of people are wondering, and there's a lot of different questions here, but can you go ahead and explain to me, just for starters, what the decision the Fish and Game has come out with?
So, Fish and Game decided to reduce the current fishing period for the South Unimak, Shumigan Islands, from 88 hours to 40 hours for the next period. And we made that decision based on an apparent run failure at the Chinook, and also that we know there's some amount of Chinook fish going through Area M.
So the right now, for people who do not know, the Chinook fishery should be somewhere around probably like 150,000 fish to a little bit more than that for their escapement. And right now, as of today, they're somewhere in the 11,000 fish range. So it's just a tremendous lack of show up for fish there. Now, is there any other factors besides Chinook, or is that the main driving reason for this?
That's it. I mean, Chinook, this is unprecedented. We haven't seen this low of numbers since statehood. And and you're right. We should be up around the 150,000 range for a minimum by tomorrow. And as of today, there's a little over 11,000. And I talked to the biologist at Chinook just a few minutes ago, and there's really nothing showing behind the weir as of now.
Now, is there a precedence for this decision to restrict the opening in June? And, of course, there have been lots of changes in the Alaska Peninsula fishing structure, but has there ever been a move to restrict it in season like this?
Not that I recall, and I say that because we've never seen this low of numbers at Chinook before, so I don't recall anything during my time, and I don't recall anything prior to me taking this position. So
the question that I know many people are asking, with an unprecedented move, and then of course everyone I think is sympathetic to what's happening in Chinook, but where, I think some people have a question about, is this legal for the Department of Fish and Game to restrict the fishery like this? So what's your basis for deciding to do this, and based on regulations?
Sure. It's a statutory regulation, so the commissioner has statutory authority to make emergency orders based on the conservation of salmon, and that's a 1605-060 statute. And also, we used our policy under guidance of the policy for management of mixed stock fisheries, and as well as the policy for management of sustainable salmon fisheries. It gives us guidance that what we should be doing in this event that we have a failure of this magnitude. So,
okay, so there's some big overarching. There's nothing written in the books that talks about this region and the ability to close June, but what you guys are pulling off of would be some overarching emergency, I guess, emergency management procedures in case of a tremendous run failure like what you are seeing in Chinook right now.
Yes, that's correct. Yep.
Okay, and so you did say that this was also something that the commissioner could do. Was this a decision from the commissioner himself, would you say? Did this come from the region or the local? Where did this originate from, if I may ask?
So the commissioner has the authority, but he gives that authority to designees. And this was a regional decision. However, because it was such a difficult decision, we certainly went through the layers above us. So the director, the deputy director, and the commissioner have all seen the news release prior to being released and provided their comments, and everybody agreed to the management action.
Okay. Now, so there's a regulatory piece that everyone's wondering about from your perspective. Now, going into another angle, I'd like to ask you about the science of this decision, too. You know, with the question about, you know, it's been slow here in the Shumigan Islands by and large as well for a lot of regions, but closing South Unimak, I know from the genetic studies that have happened, South Unimak has been shown to be very few fish going towards Chignik. Is that a consideration that you guys looked at when you decided to close the entire area?
Absolutely. We looked at past studies just to see what kind of percentages. It's variable throughout the South Peninsula. And obviously the distance to the Unimak, it's typically less, but it has ranged up to 30% Chignik fish in some of the studies we've seen. But a lot of it had to do with closing the entire South Peninsula because it's more allocatively neutral and we're not affecting any one gear group any more than another gear group. So that had a lot of weight on our decision to basically have the entire South Peninsula share the burden of conservation.
Okay, so it was a move to, you know, be neutral in allocation for the peninsula. And is there any consideration for Kodiak, where, you know, we've seen some places like Cape Igavac, which is obviously allocated based upon Chignik, so there is some understanding or a notion that those are, you know, linked to some way. Is there going to be a decision to close Kodiak for a time for fishing?
Well, so Cape Igavac is not open, and that's the only one that has any direct implications to Chignik. The rest of Kodiak is escapement-based fishery. So the difference between Kodiak and South Peninsula is that Kodiak has several runs that they're trying to manage for and control escapement, whereas the South Peninsula doesn't have that type of management. It's a period fishery, and so the manager doesn't actually actively manage for escapement.
Okay. Now, and again, I do appreciate you for the time. I have a couple more questions just to really kind of throw at you as we go, you know, and we'll wrap it up in a few minutes here. So I know there was a decision to be neutral amongst gear types, and that is why we're seeing the 40 hours for seine and drift, and then following that you'll see the 40 hours for set net. Is there a potential, because the set net fleet has had a tremendously low harvest this year, even by you know, historical standards, is there a potential to, as you go forward, if this does not affect the Chignik run whatsoever and it continues down, would you consider, there was no announcement about the next opener, so let's say nothing happens for Chignik as this closure happens and there's no increase in runs. What do you foresee happening in the next opener? Are you guys looking at July openers? Are you considering maybe opening it for a set net fleet? What are your considerations going ahead? Because I think that without any precedents, there's a lot of questions going ahead that people are wondering about for the rest of the season.
Yeah, and unfortunately, I don't have any real good answers for you right now. All of these are taken into consideration. We look at allocative aspects of allowing one gear group to fish when another doesn't. That's something that we typically don't do. It's an allocative decision based from the board. And as far as the next period, as I mentioned, when we put out the next news release, we'll let everybody know what's going to happen. We don't really know right now. We've still got another week before the next fishery opens up, and we'll take into account the Chignik escapement and make our decision then. And July, again, it's an unknown right now, to be honest.
But you could, considering the moves made for June, the same regulations could be used to go and offer and have closures or restrictions within the July management period as well?
I think there is some potential, but I think we're also getting into some escapement-based management, so we'd have to take that into consideration as well. And we just, right now, we're just looking at June, and when we get closer to July, we'll look at all the implications for that.
Okay. Well, you know, and I know that as you guys make these decisions, there's a lot of no one wanted to make this call, I'm sure of that, but obviously the implications abound as we go ahead here into these uncharted territories, so I know it's a lot of people have a lot of questions and concerns going into the future and you know, even implications politically or the Board of Fishwise and what this could happen, so... very interesting topics. Is there anything that you would like to tell the fleet and the people of the Alaska Peninsula as, you know, going ahead? Any last words from you?
Not really. You were correct. It was a very difficult decision, and that's why we went all the way to the director and the commissioner to make this decision, which is appropriate. I hope Chinook comes in. It's a terrible, it's really bad. So, I think that's all I have.
How about this? Let me ask one more quick question. This will be
sure.
The last one. So going into the second run here with Chinook, let's say that the first run dwindles out and then you start doing your genetic testing and you start seeing a increase in the second run, and let's just say theoretically the second run comes in healthy. Will you start managing based off of the second run? And let's say that second run does come in. Would you allow the July fishery to continue on without question based upon second run numbers?
Yeah. As soon as we get a good handle on the second run, and like I said before, I don't know what we're going to do in July. That's still a ways away. We'll see how the second run starts to come in, and we'll go from there.
All right.
But certainly, if it does come in, then we'd not make any restrictions on the July fishery.
Okay, very good. And what time do you usually see that second run start running through here? When does the genetic composition start to shift historically? Do you know?
Well, we'll start. So around the 24th is when we start. Is when we start counting late run, based on the genetics studies that we've been doing the last, I think, 7 years. And so you'll start seeing late run escapement in on the escapement sheet starting probably pretty soon, and usually the 50% date, late run to early run, is around the 6th or 7th of July. And so we'll know more by then, hopefully.
All right. Well, of course, everyone here hoping that things do continue on for the sake of the people of Chinook, you know, wishing them a good season as well, and that there is a reverse in tide for their own benefit, and of course for ours as well. And Jeff Wadley, regional manager for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game for our area, I appreciate you giving the time of this day to come and talk, and just would look forward to talking to you more as this continues to develop.
Okay, thank you, Austin.
All right, thanks, Jeff. Have a good day.
Yep, bye.
That was Jeff Wadley. He's the regional manager for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, and he manages the Alaska Peninsula as well as Chinook and Kodiak, I believe. So recently came out with the decision to take 48 hours off of the next two opener, or I should say the next opener for all gear types. So tomorrow at 6 a.m., Seine Fleet will open. It will close the next day, Thursday, at 10 p.m., and then after the closure on Wednesday for the SetNet gear, it will open at 6 a.m. on Friday and close Saturday at 10 p.m. That restriction is an unprecedented move and, of course, has many implications. So appreciate all your guys tuning in. This will be on the web here shortly, so if you missed anything or want to listen to it again, please feel free to log on to www.apradio.org and download or listen to your heart's content.